Have you ever felt discouraged by harsh words when you were simply just trying to learn? Hey, join me for Awake My Soul as we talk about grace, growth, and how we can reflect the kindness of Jesus in the way we respond to others. I grew up in the country, but I am not a farmer. I love plants, and I love the thrill of investing time and effort into the growth, and of course, the harvest, even if it's the tiniest tomato. But let me just tell you this little story, okay? So I was all excited about my little garden. I bought these beautiful tomato plants, and I'd gotten some cucumber and squash and zucchini plants, and my husband even made me these little containers that would be big enough to plant them in and just put them on my back patio. So every day I watered them. I fertilized when I thought I was supposed to. I did some stuff on there to try to keep the bugs away. And at first they looked beautiful, but it seemed like every day they were turning brown and kind of shriveling. And I couldn't figure out what I was doing wrong. I knew there was going to be no harvest because they were dead, and I was disappointed. Sometime later, there was a conversation that was going on about needing to get more salt for the water softener. And that's when it hit me. I had killed my plants. So let me explain. So we live here in the hills of Arkansas, and there's no city water. We're on a well. And that means you have to have a water softener system to help filter the minerals. And so what goes into that? Salt. So I was watering my plants with salt water. And apparently, they don't like that. And I had no idea. I thought salt was good, right? So I realized that there's a lot that I don't know. And so honestly, I probably did what any other woman in her 40s would have done. I joined a Facebook group. And then let me just say, I wish I hadn't. I mean, how awful are those groups? They're labeled for beginners, and the purpose is to be able to get advice, but they gave a whole lot more than that. See, a newbie will ask a question, and then the responses begin. There's no welcome, or it's good you're here and we can teach you, or let's ease into this, or I'm so glad you've decided to start this journey. Instead, it's how did you not know that? And let me tell you my expert knowledge and belittle you, and how could you do that? I mean, don't you know anything? And let's just leave it at that. Zero grace. I mean, did they forget that they were once beginners too? Immediately, I left the group. I mean, how often do we do that to new believers? I mean, yes, we're to teach and to instruct them to be more like Christ, but we should do so with grace. Colossians 4:6 says, "Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one." And again, in Ephesians 4, it says, "I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace." Our responses are a reflection of Jesus and His church. I mean, consider this. What if our responses to them are so discouraging and belittling that they feel like they don't want anything to do with the church anymore? Yes, let's teach. Yes, let's lead. But let's do so as the Lord did, seasoned with grace. Hey, we're just getting started. There's so much more on this beautiful grace of God and His patience with us. So if you've got just a few more minutes, I want to send you some questions to help guide you as we spend a little more time with the Lord this morning. And if you haven't messaged me yet to receive those texts, you can just text the word AWAKE to the number on your screen, or you can scan the QR code. So grab a refill on that coffee and let's discover more about the grace of God. Hey, thanks for joining me this morning for Awake My Soul. I hope you enjoy your day.